Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 24th. And there's this morning overnight E-bot prices for July corn up a penny and a half at 579, July wheat down 6 cents at 616 and a quarter, and July beans up 0.75 cents at 1323 and a quarter. We didn't see any export sales or cancellations here this morning. The beans came back from being lower overnight. The corn came back and closed strong here. The wheat kind of gave it up late in the day. But it's going to be a little bit choppy here going into the weekend. We've got on one side the debt ceiling, which certainly doesn't look any closer to being solved out here. The Republicans and Democrats are both saying they're far apart, even though President Biden said that they're going to have a deal here before the expiration on June 1st. We'll see if that actually happens. But that's kind of calling for a little bit of a risk off in these markets. The dollar's about steady, but the Dow Jones looks to open up about 100 points lower here. So a little bit of risk off. And I think that's maybe what we're seeing in the grains to some extent. On the other side of the coin is the limited rainfall that we're going to be seeing through much of the Midwest. The 10 to 14 day forecasts look very dry. Rains north, rains south. It's kind of a split frontage situation out here with the middle staying pretty dry. Temperatures get up into the 80s, maybe low 90s by the weekend or early next week. So we're starting to heat it up. It's still pretty dry and we do need some rains out here. So, you know, again, it's a little bit of a mixed bag here. You'd probably like to be long something, but if there's not a budget deal, don't expect these markets to hold up. And I think that's the fear, particularly over the long weekend. So I don't know really where we go from here. There's more drought in Eastern Europe and Central Russia. That should be supportive of the wheat long term. The funds coming into today, they're short corn, wheat, a few beans, in my opinion, and soy oil, but they're long the meal. So again, you know, there's really nothing definitive there that really helps us. So I think the markets are going to try to, you know, find some kind of common ground here. If they were to come out and settle the debt crisis, the Dow should rally, the grain should rally, but we'll see if that happens. But once we get past next week and whether the debt crisis is resolved or not, if there's a hard break because of it, I think people will look to buy grains on a hard break if it's caused by the debt situation. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.